Excuse me, I tried to cover the mic, it didn't happen. Hey man, turn over to Mark about verse chapter, you're welcome. Yeah, 12. Mark 12, about verse 29. Pull it up in the ESV first, please. Is it working? No, the camera. I see you messing with it. ESV. Jesus answered, the most important is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall what?
Love the Lord your God.
With all your spouse's heart.
No.
Whose heart?
My heart.
And with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your what?
Strength.
The second is this. I would make a mental note of this, highlight it, write it down somewhere, not forget it. You shall love your neighbor as
yourself.
And how many of us know we love ourselves?
Yes.
Amen.
Just a couple of us. All right. Amen. There is no other commandment greater than this. These. What is it? Love?
Love.
I agree. Pull that up in the living, please. Yes, ma'am. Jesus replied, The one that says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only God. And you must love him with all your heart and soul, mind and strength. The second is, you must love others as much as yourself. No other commandments are greater than these. Amen. Pull that up in the Passion, please. Jesus answered him, the most important of all this, the Lord Yahweh, our God, is one. You are to love the Lord Yahweh, your God, with every passion of your heart, with all the energy of your being, with every thought that is within you, and with all your strength. This is the great and supreme what? Next. And the second is this. You must what?
Love your neighbor.
In
the same way you love yourself.
You must love your neighbor in the same way.
Amen.
The same way.
Amen.
The same way. You love yourself. You will never find a greater commandment than these. Because a lot of people, you know, and I love that it says you won't find a greater commandment than this. And people are like, well, there's 10 of them. You're right. But if you go through them, if you love somebody, you know you won't hate them. If you love somebody, you know you won't steal from them. If you love somebody, you know you won't covet their things. If you love somebody, you know you won't kill them. Interesting that they're all wrapped up in love. That's why he said you'll never find a greater commandment than this. So if things were going on, I would find out where my love's at. Because if it's telling me to love my neighbor in the same way I love myself, Am I always perfect in this? Absolutely not. I tried to fight a guy up on the parkway the other day. I did. I tell on myself. I know more about me than I do you. I went home and told Chelsea about it. She's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I don't know. I don't know what happened." Got kind of mouthed and stuff, and then we found ourselves at a red light. Should I have left my window up? Absolutely. Did I? No, I didn't. And so I just invited him outside. I'll just say that. But anyways, I didn't fight. We're good. I didn't fight, right? Did I still have to repent? Obviously, because was I loving him as much as I love myself? Never. Negative, Ghost Rider. Negative. I was ready to talk to him in other ways. So I have to find out if I have to love my neighbor in the same way I love myself, even this guy that's mouthing me, telling me I'm number one, telling me, "Why don't you step on out?" Well, let's find out real fast, you know? So I got to love them as much as I love myself.
Come on, that's good.
And I wasn't doing that because I was ready to fight. Amen. And if the Bible tells me you must love your neighbor in the same way you love yourself, then that's just a commandment that I have to follow. Amen. All right, let's pray. We'll get into it. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for light, illumination, revelation, and I thank you, Father God, even though we just assume we know everything about love, we come here, Father God, with an open mind, a receptive heart, and open ears, ready to receive more light, Father God, from the word this morning concerning this. And Father God, we thank you for it in advance. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come open. We come receptive. We don't come shut down or shut off. Hallelujah. We come open and receptive, Father God, to the word of God this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said.
Amen.
So what's the greatest commandment? Love the Lord and love everybody pretty much like you love yourself, right?
Yes.
All right, go over to Psalms 105. You can pull that up in the ESV first. My message got changed this morning, so we're going to go this way. Psalms 105, ESV, verse 8. Oh, give thanks. Yep, he remembers his covenant forever.
Amen.
That right there is enough to shout about. He remembers his covenant forever. The word that he commanded for 1,000 generations. Next. The covenant that he made with Abraham, his sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute to Israel as an everlasting covenant. A lot of places say promise. I don't like that. Because I like covenant. Covenant is more. This belongs to you. It's not just a promise. This belongs to you. And how does it belong to us? Well, one way is love. The greatest way is actually love. Is love. Amen. And do y'all know what the covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? If you don't, I highly recommend you go back and start reading it. You can start finding out about Abraham in Genesis 12. And find out everything that he promised to him. Amen. Go over to Psalms. Actually, pull that up in the Good News real fast, please. Amen. He will keep what?
His covenant forever.
Hallelujah. Even when I act ignorant.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen.
His covenant stays the same.
Amen.
Even when I act dumb, His covenant is always there, and it belongs to me. I can either be a partaker of the covenant or choose not to. My choice every single time. Every single time. Either I can be a partaker of His covenant or not. My choice. She can't make the choice for me. I can't make the choice for her. Each and every one of us have a choice to make. It's up to us. Amen. He will keep His covenant forever. His promise is for 1,000 generations. He will keep the agreement He made with Abraham and His promise to Isaac. The Lord made a covenant with Jacob, one that what? That will last forever. Amen. Go over to Psalms 103, please. 103, verse 3. We'll start off with the ESV again. Hallelujah. Who forgives all Ricky's ignorant things that he does? Yes, absolutely. Satan understands if he can get you out of love, he can defeat you every single time. Because if the Word of God talks about the greatest commandment is love, then what is one major thing Satan's going to go after? How many times a day do you have an opportunity to get mad? Think about it. Seriously, think about it. How many times a day do you have an opportunity to walk, to be, just be in love? The same amount, but more prominent is the anger, the mad, because Satan's always trying to rip out the love from each and every one of us if we'll allow it, if we'll yield to it. Amen. Are we all perfect? Absolutely not. That's what's great, because we're not all perfect. Obviously, I just told you about myself, and that happened last week, right? But we can repent, because who forgives all your iniquities? Who does what? Who forgives all your iniquity? Amen. Who heals all your diseases? Pull that up in the GNT. Good news, please. He forgives all what?
Amen.
I like how it says my. He forgives all my sins. Amen. When I repent, when I ask Him to forgive me. Amen. And not only that, what else does He do? All my diseases? So what kind of disease is that? Everything. Everything. He heals all my diseases. He heals all my diseases. He heals all my diseases. Amen. Pull it up in the Passion, please. He forgives. You kissed my heart with forgiveness in spite of all I've done. Hallelujah. Because I used to be pretty ignorant. But thank God it's all under the blood. Amen. You've healed me inside and out from what? You've healed me inside. Inside and out from what?
Every disease.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go over to Psalms 107:20, please. ESV. He sent out His word in what? Hallelujah. What healed them? The what? His word. So if I'm sounding like this, man, I'm sick. Well, I have this disease. Well, my cancer or my headache or I have a fever. Has he delivered you from all your diseases or not? Has he sent his word to heal you from all your diseases? So if I'm talking like that, then I'm obviously not in his word, and I'm sounding like Satan, to be honest with you. Because Satan's the one that will always throw up behind, well, you're sick. You think he can't do nothing? You're sick. And then if we pick it up, you know, I'm sick. Well, you know, I still have this pain. Well, you know, these things are still out of place. Well, I don't know. I can't laugh like I used to because of this and this. Well, what does the word say? Because I know what the doctors say, and I'm not talking against doctors. I've been to doctors a lot because I've needed them. Amen. Amen. But thank God for his word also. Yes. I don't just go to the doctor and forget the word and rely on the doctor. Yes. I'll go to the doctor, find out what's going on. That way I'm able to stand on the word of God and believe for whatever I'm needing. Amen. But I use the doctors. I don't just say, well, it's just this. There's been people that's done that, and they've thrown away some insulin and said, well, I'll just believe God or died. Well, they died. You can't just... Amen. Yeah, use the doctor if you need a doctor. Amen. If your faith ain't there, stay with the word of God. He sent his word and healed them. So if I'm not in the word, I need to find out what's going on. Amen. And delivered them from their what? Amen. Delivered them from their what? Delivered them from their what? Amen. Their destruction. Destruction, I looked it up. It's the action or process of causing so much damage to something that it no longer exists or cannot be repaired. And that's what God has delivered us from. Destruction. Destruction. Destruction is the action or process of causing so much damage. What does sickness do? What does cancer do? It causes damage. What does sickness do? It causes damage to the body. And then people are like a stroke or something. Then people can't function like they functioned before because of a stroke. That's destruction. Because that's causing so much damage to something that it no longer exists or cannot be repaired. But thank God we know somebody that knows how to repair that. He sent out his word and he healed us and delivered us from all of our destruction. Even though something's happened like my knee, you know, I've had four whatever knee surgeries. Well, I got tired of the pain. And they told me, they set us down, said, this is the next one's knee replacement. That's all you got left. You got nothing left. It's just bone on bone. I said, all right, thank you. I'm not going to do it, but thank you. And so I started believing God for a brand new knee. Today, I have a brand new knee. Amen. I run every single day I get to, right? Ask my wife. She knows. And yesterday, actually, for some just strength, you know, the wife always wants to help the husband. Well, yesterday would have been a great opportunity. I decided to go ride my bike, and it ended up being 17 miles. Did I want to fall out? Absolutely. Did I know I was going that far? No, I didn't. It was rough, but we made it, right? But who with just bone on bone can do stuff like that? Who with bone on bone can sit there and run 3 or 4 miles? Amen. Amen. So, see, I had to get into the Word and find out what belonged to me, what His covenant was. And so I fixed myself. I adjusted myself to line up to the Word of God. That's what I did. And did it happen overnight? No, it was like 2 or 3 years before I got the brand new knee. But I got it. I didn't quit. I didn't give up just because, well, you know, I've been believing for this for a long time now. So what? What else are we going to do? He sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from what? Amen. Turn over to John 10:10 real fast, please. Pull that up in the Amplified Classic. Okay. All right, thank you. John 10:10. The thief comes. Who is the thief? If I had a Bible, I'd write down right there where it says the thief, I would write Satan. Because that's who it is. It's not God. Because this will let you know what God does, and it's letting you know what the thief does.
That's right.
See, the thief comes only in order to do what?
Steal.
Sickness. Is it stealing from you?
Yes.
See, a lot of times we just associate it with money. But what is sickness? Is it it's robbing you of your fun?
Yes.
Because do you want to go outside? Do you want to travel when you're sick? Is it robbing you of your money when you're sick going to doctors? The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and what?
Destroy.
I come. Who is the I?
Jesus.
So would he be talking about himself in the because he's describing himself now because he says, I come. If he is a thief, then he had said, I'm the thief and I come only, what? In order to steal, kill and destroy. But he describes them. He said, the thief comes. The thief, not me, the thief comes. Oh, in order to steal, kill and destroy. Then he clarifies, I come that they might have and what? If you're sick in bed all the time, are you enjoying life? Are you sure? If you can't get out of bed because of sickness in your body, are you enjoying life? Then I need to find out why I'm not enjoying life. I need to find out who the thief is. I need to find out who came to give me life, to enjoy it. I need to find it out. Because the thief comes to steal. If I'm just laid up all the time, can't do nothing, can't afford to do nothing because of the bills, because of the doctor visit, because of all the medication. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I come. I need to find out who the I is. I come that they may. Who is they? I would write my name right there. If you can't write in your Bible, throw it away. Get one you can write in. I come that Ricky may have and enjoy life and have it. How?
In abundance.
How?
Abundance.
In abundance. To the full, to the overflow.
Amen.
If my life is not a reflection of this, I need to find out why.
Amen.
Because it's not God that's missing it. Because he's already gave this to us. This is part of the covenant. He's gave this to us, so I need to find out why am I not in line with the covenant that God broke with us. Hallelujah. Turn over to Psalms. We got to hurry. Turn over to Psalms 147, please. We'll get there. Amen. Pull it up in the ESV, please. We got that?
Yes.
All right, thank you. 147 by verse 3. He heals some people. He heals what? And binds up what? He heals the brokenhearted. Amen. And binds up their wounds. Hallelujah. Turn over to Exodus 23. We can pull this up in the King James 23, 25, and 26. Is this the old covenant?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a better one?
Amen.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Good. Because Exodus 23:25 says, "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water." And this is God talking. He said, "I will take sickness away from where?" He's talking to the Israelites.
Amen.
But we have a better covenant.
Amen.
"And you shall serve the Lord your God. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land, the number of what? The number of thy days I will fulfill." Go to Exodus 15, please. Exodus 15:26, it says, and said, "If thou wilt diligently hark to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments," which we just found out the greatest commandment is what?
Love.
Love. "And keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee." Now, whenever they translated this, they didn't have another word. Well, they translated it in the causative sense. Whenever they translated the New Old Testament, they translated it in the causative sense. Because we just found out from John 10:10, it does God put diseases on us? Because why are we serving a God that'll put diseases on us, and then we have to pray to him to take them off?
Yeah.
All right, so we not want amen now. All right. Amen. So, but it's, I actually have the book at my house. So if you want to read it, let me know. Maybe I'll let you borrow it. Maybe I probably won't, be honest with you, because I got a few books missing. But anyway, moving on. I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you later. And it talks about causative and permissive sense. He explains that the Old Testament, they translated it into the causative, but it's actually the permissive sense. So it says, "I will permit these diseases to come upon you," not cause them, because can God put diseases on us? Is there sickness? Here's the best way to find out if God can put diseases on us. Is there any in heaven?
No.
We need to know that. So are we going to get to heaven and be sick there? So if there's no sickness in heaven, how can God give us something that doesn't belong with him, that's not there with him? But then it says, "which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that what?" For I am the Lord that what?
Healeth thee.
Healeth thee. Amen. Turn over to Deuteronomy 7:15, please. Deuteronomy 7:15 says, "And the Lord will take away from thee all sicknesses." And the Lord will take away from thee all what?
Sickness.
Amen. Turn over to Matthew 8:17 in the ESV, please. Matthew 8:17 ESV says, "This was to fulfill what was spoken by Isaiah, by the prophet Isaiah. He took what?" Who did?
Jesus.
Who took them?
Jesus.
"This was to fulfill what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet." He took, who took?
Jesus.
He took our illnesses and bore our diseases.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn over to 1 Peter 2:24, please. He himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his what? You have been? Have been? Have been what? Have been? Have been. You have been healed. So I'm not trying to get something that already belongs to me. I command Satan to take his hands off of me. I command the sickness to leave my body. And I thank God for his healing anointing flowing through my body. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Amen. Right? Because a lot of times people think that God's trying to teach us something. Well, my question is, what's he trying to teach us? Well, I don't know. Because if you ask somebody that says, well, God might be trying to teach us something, who that has been sick has been taught something? That'd be my question. You know? And I've never seen anything in the Bible where it talks about God's trying to teach you. Amen. Not with sickness, not with disease. Because why would he bear something on the cross? Why would he go to a cross and bear something? Bear something that he's trying to give us now. So he bore it so that we don't have to bear, but yet now he's trying to give it to us. So what was the point of going to the cross then? That's my question. Well, so we could be saved. It's not just saved though. See, we assume it's just salvation, but there's more than just salvation. It also says that he bore our wounds. Go back to Matthew 8:17, please. Pull it up in the King James. Oh yeah, you got all those three. We make it. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our what? When did he do that? So then to think that Jesus went to the cross to bear our sicknesses just so that God will give us to us. Then why would he bear it on the cross if God is just going to give it to us? Amen. That's not who we serve, right? Amen. You want to read those? Please. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's an anointing in this place for healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first scripture that Pastor Ricky said today was, I have sent my word to heal thee. So I have a list of healing scriptures right here. I'm going to read through them. Heather, you don't have to worry about finding all of them. She's like, ooh, hallelujah. I'm going to just read through them. I'm going to give a light reference like Exodus 15, but I'm going to read through them. And know what we're going to do? We're going to receive the healing power of the Word of God this morning. Can you dim the lights just a little bit? And I want the music that you guys did during Faith Explosion. I don't think this is it. If there's any music playing, I'm not sure. But I'm going to, no? Okay. Oh, okay. All right, hallelujah. He said, don't dim the lights. That's fine. So let's just receive the word of God. This is in first person. This is God talking to us. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15. You shall be buried in a good old age. Genesis 15. When I see the blood, hallelujah, he was talking about covenant this morning. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. That's Exodus 12. I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill, hallelujah. I will not put any of the diseases you are afraid of on you, but I will take all sickness away from you. Hallelujah. And Pastor Ricky already talked about the permissive. This is because of their choices that they chose to do. God was not putting diseases on them. Hallelujah. He's telling them, I will take all sickness away from you. That's Deuteronomy 7. It will be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 11. Glory to God. I turned the curse. Whoo. I turned the curse into a blessing upon you because I loved you. That's Deuteronomy 23:5. I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. Glory to God, we've been redeemed. We have been redeemed. If you don't know what the word redeemed means, it says been bought back. It means to be ransomed. There is a ransom for you. Glory to God. And guess what? Jesus paid the price. You have been bought back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As your days show, shall your strength be. If you are needing strength, the Bible talks about that. As your days show, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy 33. I have found a ransom for you. Glory to God. That's in Job. I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth. Glory to God. I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down into the pit. How many times? I know there's several times in my life where I knew that I should have died. I knew, hallelujah, that God had protected me. I have healed you and brought your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down in the pit. That's what the word is telling us this morning. I will give you strength and bless you with peace. How many of us need peace? Lord, we receive your peace right now. Hallelujah. I will preserve you and keep you alive. That's Psalms 41. I will strengthen you upon your bed of languish. Hallelujah. I will turn. Today is a day of turning. I will turn. God's saying to us, I will turn all your bed of sickness. I will turn. That's Psalms 41. I am the health of your countenance and your God. That's Psalms 43. He is the I am. He says, I am. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am the health of your countenance and your God. Hallelujah, Psalms 43. Hallelujah. Let's decide right now, Lord, when we walk out of the place, we will have total and complete healing in our body. We receive it now in the name of Jesus. No plague shall come near your dwelling. That's Psalms 91. I will satisfy you with long life. If Satan keeps on trying to tell you over and over again, you're going to die. Hallelujah. I have something to tell you this morning. The Word of God says, I will satisfy you with long life. That's the truth. Glory to God. That's the truth that defeats the lie. I will heal all your diseases. Psalms 103. Pastor Ricky read that this morning. I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destruction. Pastor Ricky said that, Psalms 107. Here's another one. You shall not die, but live and declare my works. Hallelujah. We will declare God's works. We are here to declare God's works. Glory to God. That's Psalms 118. I heal your broken heart and I bind up your wounds. The years of your life shall be many. trusting me brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones. That's Proverbs 3:8. Your words are my words are life to you and healing medicine to all your flesh. Glory to God. That's Proverbs 4. My good report makes your bones fat. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15. My pleasant words are sweet to your soul and health to your bones. That Proverbs 16. My joy is your strength. Glory to God. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Hallelujah. Nehemiah 8. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. Glory to God. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Hallelujah. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. The tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. Hallelujah. That's Isaiah 35. The lame man shall leap as a hart. Hallelujah. I will recover you and I will make you to live. Hallelujah. I am ready to save you. That's Isaiah 38. I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. That's Isaiah 40. To your old age and your gray hairs, I will carry you. I will deliver you. This is in Isaiah, Pastor Ricky. Read a reference in Matthew. It says, I bore your sickness. Ooh, hallelujah. I carried your pain. I was put to sickness for you. And with my stripes, you were healed. Isaiah 50.
Every time it talks about we were healed,
you
might be
Jesus.
Thinking, well, I'm not healed, though. Well, stop looking at the natural. Stop looking at it naturally. Look at it through the eyes of the Word. Say, I am healed. I am healed. Don't look at it saying, well, you know, my body's not doesn't look like the Word of God. Well, just don't look at it naturally. Just look at it with the eyes of faith. Just say, you know what, body, you have to line up to the Word of God. You have to do exactly what the Word of God says. Amen. Turn over to James 5 real fast. James 5, about verse 14 and 15. Y'all just give me a few minutes if you don't mind. James 5, about 14 and 15. 14, it says, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer, verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he commit sins, they shall be forgiven him. But the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen. And the Lord shall raise him up, shall save the sick. Amen. So this morning, if anybody's sick, anybody dealing with anything, if you want to come up, let me and Chelsea lay hands on you. Amen. We'll lay hands on you in faith. You receive it by faith. Amen. And then we'll just thank God for it. Continue on. Amen. Anybody need hands laid on them this morning? If you won't, come up real fast. Amen. Pray a prayer. Amen. And then y'all agree with it. All right? So, Father God, we just come to your throne room right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we've went through healing scriptures concerning what our body has to look like in the eyes of the Word of God. I thank you, Father God, disease, we command you right now in the name of Jesus to leave their bodies. Father God, I thank you for your healing anointing flowing from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Satan, we command you to take your hands off their body. And we thank you for it, Father God, in advance. I thank you we got scripture to stand on. We got the Word of God to stand on. And we're not going to look at our body through our natural eyes saying, well, I don't feel anything. because that's got nothing to do with it. Because as soon as we say amen and release our faith, the healing is done. The healing belongs to us. Well, what if my body doesn't look like it? Well, that's stop looking at your body. Look at it through the eyes of faith. Say, thank you, Father God. Whenever I said amen, I received my healing. I could care less what my body looks like because according to the word of God, I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And so we thank you for it, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, all the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So we thank you, Father God, for your healing anointing flowing through their body from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. Causing everything to be back normal. Causing the body to function how God designed it to function. Thank you, Father God, for your healing anointing. Correcting everything. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank you, Father God, for your healing anointing flowing through her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Hallelujah. We thank you. We curse you and we command you to die and to dry up at the roots. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your healing anointing flowing through their body from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Glory be to God. Correcting body, lining up to the word of God. Because we're not done yet. We still got a lot to do. Still got a lot to do. And so our body has to line up to the word of God. It has to function how God designed it to function. We're not getting old. The only time we're old is when we just start saying we're old. Because Jacob, wasn't it, that said, I was 40 whenever you told me. I'm 80 now. Let me have this mountain. At 80, he went up a mountain fighting with a sword. We ain't old. We got things to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for it. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Y'all made me seated. Y'all received y'all's healing this morning.
Pastor Ricky also talked about forgiveness of sin. Maybe you're here today and somehow you feel like maybe you're not worthy to come up. Maybe ask God for healing because you don't know his son Jesus. That you find yourself here because maybe someone asked you, or maybe you finally are like, all right, I'm going to go to church, but I don't really know what I'm doing or anything about, you know, Bible stuff. But know what? You're here today. You're here today, and there is somebody called Jesus that did take your place, that did put up a ransom for you, and there is forgiveness of sin for you, that he took it to the cross, took your place. If that is you, if you don't know Jesus this morning, let me introduce you to him. If that is you, I want you to come up quickly. We're only going to wait a couple minutes. But if that is you, you need to get up here. Do not miss this opportunity. Do not let Jesus pass you by. Today is the day of salvation. If that is you, please come up. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So thank God, hallelujah, that we will all be in those gates of heaven, walking on streets of gold. Hallelujah.
Amen. Go ahead. Everybody that got hands laid on them, receive it. Amen. If Satan can get you in the natural realm, he'll defeat you every time. And by that I mean like, well, look at you. You're not healed. Look, you still feel sick. See, that's getting over into the natural, looking at it naturally. But you keep Satan in the realm of faith, you'll defeat him every time. Say, no, whenever hands was laid upon me, I received my healing. Whenever I released my faith, I received my healing. I could care less what my body's trying to tell me. I received my healing. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. God is good. When we leave this place, we have total healing in our bodies. We need to go let other people know that Jesus is the healer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Let's stand to our feet. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this service. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing in this place. Thank you, Father God, for your word going out, your word that healeth thee. So, Lord, I thank you that as we go out of these doors, that we will tell a lost and hurting and dying world that there is a Jesus, that there is a healer. And I thank you, Father God, for all of the testimonies that are going to come back, because we will not fall for the sickness or for the plan of the enemy over our lives any longer. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You are dismissed.